I salute thy voice in praise. It's you that I see. It's you that I see. Sing it out.
Beloved, you are about to listen to a message from Reverend Prince Lai. Reverend Prince Lai is the head pastor of Rescue World Chapel International and the lead evangelist of Christ the Healer Gospel Campaign. He has a dynamic teaching and healing ministry with miracles, signs and wonders that has affected and transformed many lives. And now, the voice of Rescue.
Same measure of faith. And we said there are two kinds of faith that every Christian may possess. Hallelujah. Either the sense knowledge faith or the revelational knowledge faith. All of us here, we possess at least one of these. We said that Thomas kind of Christians, they have the sense knowledge faith. Unless they can see, they will not believe. Unless they feel, they will not believe. Unless they have the intelligence, they will not believe. Unless they have the people who can do that thing you are talking to them about, they don't believe God will do it. Are you following what I'm saying? They are careless with the word of God. And they are critical with the word of God. They criticize pastors. They criticize the word of God when it comes to them. Until they feel like they are healed, they don't believe they are healed. Until they have an uncle in America, if you tell them you're about to travel, they will not believe it. Until they see, they will not believe. That kind of faith is not faith at all. Jesus said, blessed are those who believe without seeing. The number two type of faith is the revelational knowledge faith. The revelational knowledge faith. The faith that is based on the revelation of the word of God. Now, that is the kind of faith you should have. It is the revelational knowledge faith. Turn your Bibles with me to Romans chapter 4, verse 18 to 21. We are all reading together. Romans 4, 18 to 21. To understand what that type of faith is, we are all going to read. One go. Everybody read with me. One go. Who, contrary to hope, in hope he believed, so that he became the father of many nations, according to what was spoken, so shall your descendants be. Can I hear an amen? And not being weak in faith, he did not consider his own body, he did not consider how he's feeling, already dead since he was about 100 years old. And the deadness of Sarah's womb. He did not consider the deadness of Sarah's womb also. Verse 21, the last one. Okay, verse 20. 21st. He did not waver at the promise of God through unbelief, but was strengthened in faith, giving glory to God. And so verse 21. And being fully convinced that what he had promised,
he was also able to perform. Amen. Tell the one seated by you, whatever God has promised you, he will perform it. You didn't say it like you believe it. Tell him, whatever God has promised you, he will perform it. So Abraham believed God. He did not check his age. 75 years old, God told him, I'll give you a son. He did not check the weakness of his biological makeup. He did not check the deadness of his wife's womb. The Bible says that he just believed it. He just believed it. So when God gives you a promise, when you read in the scriptures and you come across the word of God, please believe. Just keep believing. Don't check your bank account. Don't check whether you have the man to perform it or the woman to achieve it for you. Don't check whether your body is saying the same language. Don't check whether you have what it takes to carry out what you are reading or what you are hearing from. Because the faith of Abraham is the faith based on the revealed word of God. Not based on people. Not based on the promises of people. Not based on how he's feeling in his body. Not based on what he's seeing in his accounts. But according to what is written. I wanted to announce to somebody that what is written is more real than what you are feeling. You are not doing what I said. I tell the person, what is written is more real than what you are experiencing. You'll be able to begin to see what God has said and experience it if you can believe it. Abraham demonstrated great faith towards God. And we as children of God must have that Abraham kind of faith. Now, the Abraham kind of faith in Romans 4:16, that therefore it is of faith that it might be according to grace, so that the promise might be sure to all in the seed. Not only to those under the law, but also those who are of the faith of Abraham, who is the father of all. So there are people who have the faith of Abraham. This morning, may you have the faith of Abraham. Your amen can be a believer's one. May you have the faith of Abraham. How does the faith of Abraham look like? Number one. It is a God-based faith. It is not a people-based faith. It doesn't look at an uncle before believing. It doesn't look at a husband before believing. It doesn't check what you have before believing. Can I hear an amen? It is a God-based faith. Hebrews 11 verse 8. The Bible says, by faith Abraham obeyed when he was called to go out to the place which he would receive as an inheritance. He went out knowing where he was going. It was purely God. When God called him, it was just God. He didn't know anyone. When he was supposed to embark on the journey to Canaan, he didn't know anyone. But he just believed and obeyed. His faith was not a man-made. It was not based on man. His faith was based on the person of God. He didn't have the Bible in those days. He didn't have any pastor in those days. But somewhere, somehow, he believed in the voice he heard. He believed in the voice that spoke to him. Unlike you, you have a pastor. You heard the testimony of the gentleman. When he had given up, he had left Kumasi to Accra. All hope lost. He has paid his way. He has given prophets money upon money. He had bought goat, sheep, whatever. And according to him, it didn't work. Then he came to Accra and was brought to the church and only came to my office. I counseled him and I prayed with him. The following day, bam, the miracle happened. What? It has taken 3 years, 4 years. It started happening over one prayer. It is God. It is not a man. So when we are talking about the faith of Abraham, we are talking about the faith that is not based on any human being, but the one that is of God. He didn't have a pastor like you have a pastor. He didn't have a Bible. All he knew was God, and yet he believed God. From today, may your faith be founded on God. Let your amen be a believer's one. From today, may your faith be founded on God alone. Because a lot of times, when God promises you, you are not as excited as when your uncle promises you. Oh yeah. You say you believe God, you believe God. But when you read the scriptures, what is said about you, you don't believe it, and you are not excited about it, as compared to how you feel excited when your auntie calls you from America. So you believe she can help you more than God can help you. So that kind of faith is not a God-based faith. But from today, your faith will be a God-based faith. Your faith will be a God-based faith. Can I hear your amen? He knew God for himself, and he had confidence in God. Daniel 11:32 says that people who know their God, they will be strong and they will achieve great things. The revelational knowledge faith knows God for himself. He knows that God is not a man to lie, neither the son of man that he will change his mind, according to Numbers 23 verse 19. So I prophesy over 100 people here that whatever God has promised you from January till now, it will manifest after this morning. It will be so for those who believe the prophecy. Clap your two hands together for the Lord. 2 Timothy 1 verse 12. So for this reason, I also suffer these things. Nevertheless, I'm not ashamed, for I know whom I have believed. Do you know the one you are worshiping? Paul says, I know whom I have believed. So I am not worried if I'm going through certain stuff today. The reason is because I know whom I have believed. You will be worried about what you are going through if you don't know who is with you. But I announce to you this morning that he that is greater than the greatest, he that is stronger than the strongest, it is that personality that is with you. And if God be for us, if God be for you, who can be against you? Turn and tell the one seated by you, God is with you. And so you are going to be an overcomer. Paul says, I know whom I have believed. From today, may you know the person. May you know God. May your faith be based on what you know about God. All the men of faith, they had a revelation of God. Check through the scriptures. Everybody who followed God had a knowledge of who God was. And your revelation of God is what determines your elevation in life. It is what you know about God that determines how God functions for you. Is what you know. Abraham found God as Jehovah Jireh, and God provided for him. Simple. If you know God as Rapha, he is going to heal you. It's simple. If you know God as Rohi, He's going to lead you by the peaceful waters. It is what you know that determines what you hold. It is what determines what you become. Get to know God. Tell somebody, get to know God. It will fuel your faith. And it will change your levels.
Clap your two hands together for the Lord. Do it better. Do it better. Do it better. Do it better.
The knowledge of God is the breeding grounds for a faith-filled life. For I know whom I have believed.
2 Timothy 1 verse 12.
I know whom I have believed. Secondly, it is the word-based faith. It is the faith that is anchored in the word of God. Listen to me. There's a difference between faith and boasting. I said what? There's a difference between faith and boasting. If I declare I can never be sick, it's either I'm confessing faith or I'm boasting. It is one of the two. I remember one day, one of my sisters came here, first life, and was sharing a testimony that when I was in JHS, she used to tell me that you are wasting your time going to school, learning because our parents are poor. Nobody will be able to help you to further your education. You will become like all of us. And I don't remember, but she says she remembers that I told her as my senior sister that my case will be different. That I will go to school. I don't remember, I was much younger. But she came here to tell that story. So, why did I say that? Was I boasting? Or I was manifesting faith? Now, the difference between boasting and faith is whether the reason for what you are saying is God-based, word-based, or it is self-based or other people-based. If I'm saying my case will be different because I think I'm a scholar, because I think that a certain man somewhere has promised me, then I'm just boasting. If I said me, I will never be single. I am getting married this year. If I'm saying that because I think I'm beautiful, then I'm boasting. If I'm saying that I can never be unemployed, if the reason for saying that is because I think I have all the papers required and I'm good at interview, then I am boasting. But if my reason for saying what I'm saying is God, because I know whom I'm serving, because I know that He is with me, and because I know that He has said that I'll be the head and not the tail, and because He has said that none shall lack their partner, and because He has said that I'm the God that heals your diseases, and because He has said that the hands that do not work will not eat, and He will bless the work of my hands. If I am saying those things because of what is written about me, then it is not boasting, it is faith. You get the difference? So the next time people tell you are boasting, just check through your heart why you are saying what you are saying. If it is because you think you wrote the exams well, then it's because you think you have nice dimples, then it's, if you think that you have a mother somewhere sponsoring, then it's yours. But if your confession is founded on what you know about God and the abilities and the capabilities of your God, then it is not boasting, then it is faith. May your faith be an original faith. May it be founded on the word of God. Abraham received the promise that he was going to have a son. at age 75. And it took him 25 years. It took him 25 years. But he kept believing because of what God has spoken. So whatever God has spoken concerning you, if you will believe it, then you are manifesting the Abraham's kind of faith. Then your faith is based on revelation. What is revealed in the word of God? Abraham's faith was fueled by the promise God gave him. Genesis 12 verse 2, he says, I will make you a great nation, and I will bless you, and I will make your name great. Can somebody receive that with an amen? That is the word that came to Abraham and to all of us. So it is impossible to exercise real faith outside biblical provisions. You must know the word of God for yourself. We are living in a faithless generation because we don't know the word of God. A lot of Christians don't have faith today because they don't know the word of God. When they are sick, they don't even know the scripture to quote. When it's high time they get married, they don't know the scripture to quote. When it is high time to get a job, they don't know the scripture to even quote. They don't know the promises that are loaded and packed for them. And listen to me, God is not moved by your tears, He's moved by His word. Tell the one by you, God is not moved by your tears, He's moved by His word. It is what God has told you that moves Him. That God. How do you feel when your child comes to you and said, you said you will give me ABCD? You is that you feel committed all of a sudden. Unlike somebody who just come and say that, then be crying and say that, give me this gift. But when a person comes to you and tells you that you promised me that you will buy me a biscuit, all of a sudden you become committed. So when you go to God with His word, then you have a deal. But if you go to God with tears, then you feel like wetting your face. You just feel like crying. It doesn't move God. I hear what I'm saying. Oh, I hear what I'm saying. So your faith must be word-based. From today, never ask God for anything you don't have a scripture for. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Never ask God for something you don't have a scripture for. There should be a scripture that is giving you the assurance that you will get it. And listen, everything you are looking for is in the scriptures. Is it children? It's in the scriptures. He said, none shall be barren amongst you. None. That means that you are not permitted to be barren. I declare over every woman in this house, you are becoming fruitful in the name of Jesus. Your amen can be a believer's one. I pray for every man in this house, your loins are becoming fruitful. When you need a child, you will have children. You will never have the cause to cry for one child. Clap your two hands and say, I receive it. Clap your two hands together. It must be a word base. It must be founded on the word of God. It must be founded on the word of God. Founded on the word of God. That is the one that opens and no one shuts. Then you stand on it. That Lord, you are the one that opens. As I knock on this interview door, open and keep it open. Everything you are looking for is enshrined in the scriptures. And if your faith can be word based, then it will qualify to receive. 2024 is about to end. There are things you started the year with in your heart. Some of you, you were crying over them. Some of you, you were shouting over them. But you didn't have the promise of God connected to them. But as you live here today, 2 months are too much for God. He can work any miracle at any time. I want you to locate a scripture. Look for a scripture. Google a scripture. If you don't know your Bible, Google a scripture. Find a scripture for your healing. Find a scripture that guarantees you of job. Find a scripture that guarantees you of divine provision. But we walk by faith, and we don't walk by sight. And if your faith is based on the word, then your breakthrough will manifest. That your blessing will manifest. That your breakthrough will manifest. Clap your two hands together. Clap your two hands together. Clap your two hands together. You need to know what is written about you, so that you can believe God for your manifestation. Hebrews 10:7, Jesus says, it is written of me in the volumes of the book. He was so sure that something is in the Bible about him. And I'm telling you, there are many things in the Bible about you. You are looking for a husband, it's in the Bible about you. You are looking for a wife, it's in the Bible about you. He said, man, he says that it is not good for man to be alone. Ah, God, you said it is not good that I will be alone. 2024, settle my marital case. Amen. Why? Because you said it is not good. Once you pray such a, once you have such a thing, you cannot be denied. Can I hear an amen? You cannot be denied. And finally, for this morning, waiting patiently for your manifestation is a fruit of faith. But you can never wait if you don't know what has been promised you. If I've not told you that, wait for me, I'm coming, I'm bringing you something, will you be waiting? Nobody waits in vain. You don't just wait for nothing. You are waiting because you are expecting a certain promise. That's why Abraham waited for 25 years. Because God has promised him. And he who has promised is faithful. So whatever God has promised you in this year, even though it's almost to the close of the year, but is well able to perform it. So I stretch forth my hands in the spirit. I stretch forth my hands in the spirit. And I declare over 50 people here who are looking for a critical miracle before the year will end. If I be a man of God, if God called me and I didn't call myself, then I declare that before you cross over, you are crossing over without miracle. I said, before you cross over, you are crossing over without breakthrough. Before you cross over, you are crossing over without testimony. That door is finally open. That door is finally open. That healing is finally approved. That job is finally confirmed. That opportunity is finally granted. Receive your miracle. Clap your two hands together for the Lord. Rise up to your feet.
Beloved, thank you for listening to this message by Reverend Prince Lai. If you have been blessed by this message and have not surrendered your life to Jesus Christ, kindly say this prayer after me. Lord Jesus, I believe you are the Son of God. I believe you died that I may live. Please forgive me and wash me with your blood. I believe I am a child of God. Thank you for saving me. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. If you have said this prayer, know that your sins have been forgiven and you are now a new creation. We invite you to worship with us on Sundays at Odoko, adjacent Best Point Savings and Loan, Odoko Market. For more information, please call 0543-248-982 or 0241-372-895. God richly bless you.